I meet you at an airport bar. It's late, and it's a small airport, so there aren't too many people around. Both of us are traveling for work. I notice you as I sit down at the bar. I see you off to my right. You look incredible. You're wearing a form-fitting blouse and a short, tight skirt. I love the way both the blouse and the skirt fit tightly over your body and highlight the lines and the curves of your body. We start with some small talk about how our connecting flights are delayed, about how small the airport is, about our work. You say that you've already been at the bar for an hour drinking, just trying to pass the time. I love listening to you talk. The sound of your voice is sexy as hell. We sit at the bar talking for about half an hour, and then you get up to leave. We say that it was nice talking to each other, and we smile, and you go on your way, and I'm immediately disappointed that I didn't ask you for your number or any way to contact you at all. Another 15 minutes or so go by, and I look at my phone, and I realize it's time for me to catch my flight, too. I'm the last one to board the plane. It's a fairly empty flight. I head toward the back, hoping to find an empty row of seats. When I'm almost at the back of the plane, I look over, and there you are. You look over at me and smile. And I can't help but ask if the seat next to you is taken. You say no. And I squeeze by you and sit in the window seat next to you. It's just us in the row. There isn't anyone sitting across the aisle. There's some passengers sitting here and there around us, but I could care less about them right now. We start back up with our small talk. We talk about work and traveling mostly. We don't talk at all about our personal lives, whether we're married, have kids, anything like that at all. When we reach our cruising altitude, the flight attendants come around and we both order drinks. A few minutes later, we order another round. I don't know if it's the alcohol or the late hour, but we both start to get a little sleepy. I take one of the magazines out from the seat in front of me and start to do the crossword puzzle. As I work on it, I can see out of the corner of my eye that you're watching me. And so I ask if you'd like to help. You nod and you move closer. You settle up against my arm and my leg. I can feel you breathe softly while you look over the crossword puzzle and talk to me. I watch and feel you point to the magazine on my lap and touch it with your finger, moving your finger back and forth from clue to clue. Being so close to you is starting to make me really excited. I can feel my cock growing inside my jeans. And I know underneath the magazine, I'm rock hard. And so I start to get nervous about moving the magazine away when we're done with the crossword puzzle. And so when we finish, I see a flight attendant and I ask her for a blanket. So she brings me a blanket, and before moving the magazine away, I try to take the blanket and put it over my lap. But I can't really do it at the same time, so I have to put the magazine away first. And I know that as I pick up the magazine to put it back in the seat in front of me, you see my hard cock through my jeans. But I act like you didn't notice and like there's nothing to see because I'm embarrassed and I'm not really sure what you think about it. So I take the blanket and I put it over my lap and I ask you if you're cold and you say yeah. And so I put the other half of the blanket over your lap. And then you put your head on my shoulder. And you take your hand. And you put it underneath the blanket. And you put it over my cock. Over my jeans. And you just rest it there at first. And then you start to move it up and down. Oh, just touching me, rubbing me over my jeans. Oh, fuck. So I take my hand and I put it underneath the blanket. And I put it between your legs. Up your short skirt. Oh my god. To your pussy, which is already fucking soaking wet. Oh, and I start to move my fingers up and down over your panties, underneath your skirt. My fingers are immediately soaked. I can feel you start to moan softly in my ear. Oh my god. Oh my god. I move your panties to the side. You are so wet for me. I hear you saying yes in my ear. Yes. Yes. So I take my middle finger. I start to move it around inside your lips. I start to slide it in deeper. Just pushing my finger up inside your pussy. Right there on the fucking plane. Oh, fuck. Oh, I start to finger you harder and faster. Underneath the blanket, up your fucking skirt. Oh, I can hear your breathing start to quicken. You start to move faster up and down on my cock with your hand. Oh my god. Oh, I love fingering you. I love how fucking wet you are. I love your fucking wetness dripping down my finger. Start to and squeeze your legs together around my hand as I'm fingering you right there on the fucking plane in our seats. And all of a sudden, I hear you whisper in my ear. I need your cock inside me. And then you fucking grab my hand and you take it out from underneath your skirt. And you pull your skirt back down. And you stand up. And you walk to the back of the plane. I turn around. I watch you. I watch which bathroom you go into. And I wait a minute. And I follow you back there. I look around. The flight attendants are up in the front of the plane. I open the bathroom door and I fucking go inside. And we're both on each other immediately. Start to kiss you hard. Pushing you up against the side of the bathroom. Oh, my tongue is inside you. Sucking on your lips. My hands are all over your body, on your ass, on your back, on your abs, on your sides, on your hips. I'm pulling up your skirt already. Sit you down on the sink. Fucking water starts immediately, but we figure out a way to make it so that the water turns off. I get down on my knees on the bottom of the bathroom floor. I pull your panties to the side again. I bury my face in your pussy. Oh, start to finger you again. I start to fuck you with my tongue and wrap my lips around your clit and just suck on you. I love to hear you fucking moan for me. Oh. Oh. For a second, I wonder if we're making too much noise, but I don't fucking care. And you start to yell at me to eat you. Fucking eat me, you say. Eat me. Oh. I'm getting so fucking hard. I love the way you sound. I love how much you fucking want me. I keep on sucking on your clit, fingering you. Finally, I can't fucking take it any longer. I take you down, turn you around over the toilet. There's not even enough room for you to bend over, so you're fucking standing up. I pull my fucking pants down. Pull up that skirt. Pull down your panties. Spread open your legs. Oh, 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 I slide my cock up inside your pussy from behind. I just start to fucking pound you. I don't even take it slow. I just fucking immediately slam my cock up inside your pussy. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, my God, you were so wet. I'm so deep up inside you. Oh, my God. Just get my hands on your hips. Just gliding inside you. Back and forth, in and out. You feel the head of my cock move into your lips and then slam back inside you. Back out against your lips and slam back inside. Oh, you feel my balls slap against your clit. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh. Oh, God, you're so wet on my cock. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, I start to pound you so fucking hard. So fast. Oh, yeah. You like that? You like that? Oh, you're getting pounded in the bathroom, on the plane. Oh, my God, you feel so good. Oh, I'm so hard, so fucking far deep inside you. I'm stretching your pussy out so much. I'm stretching it out. Oh, God, yeah. I reach around and I play with your clit. My finger. Oh, yeah. You like that. You like that. You like when I play with your clit and fuck your pussy at the same time. Oh. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh. I can't believe this is happening. I fucking just met you at the bar. Like an hour or two ago. Oh, now we're... I'm begging you in the bathroom on the plane. You feel so good. Oh. I look down at you and your ass looks fucking amazing. Your back. Start to squeeze your tits. My other hand. Oh, my... Oh. Oh, my... Oh. Yes. Oh. You start to ask me to fuck you harder. Faster and harder. You start to scream. I put my hand over your mouth. I put my hand over your mouth. You're screaming too loud. You start to scream into my hand. You start to bite down on my fucking finger. You start to ask me if I'm ready to come. Yes, I'm ready to come. Oh, so I want to fucking come with you. I want to come with you. I can hear you getting loud. I can hear you start getting more excited. You start to move your hips faster with mine. Are you ready to come? Are you ready to come? Are you ready to come with me? Are you ready to come with me? Are you ready to come with me? Are you ready to come? Are you ready to come? Oh my God. Holy shit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, that felt so good. That felt so good. Oh my God, your pussy. I love being inside your pussy. I'm gonna stay inside your pussy for a little while longer. Oh my God. My cock is drenched right now. It's full of cum. Oh, my God. They're both standing up over the toilet in the bathroom. Her hands are on the ceiling. Oh, your back is arched. So my cock can stay inside you a little bit longer. Oh, you look behind me. Back at me. And you smile. Kind of sheepishly. And I kiss you. I pull out of you. And our cum drips on the toilet seat. And then we go about cleaning it up. And head back to our seats.